At that point, I could get a job. Well, I didn't really have a lot of know a lot of people. I had a lot of role models who'd gone and done PhDs. Maybe at that point, but I also done across the Stanford at MIT and done a master's or a PhD in computer science. But I didn't really know that route. I didn't know anybody who had done that. At Oxford, computer science wasn't a course. The computing was only there as an instrument.
Right.
So but on the other hand, the electronics industry was very exciting because there were huge amounts of hardware which could now be replaced with a small board with a microprocessor on it doing all the thinking and just an input output. And then you had a designer. So I could go into any group which had large ranks of hardware and then design a piece of hardware to replace it, which had a microprocessor instead, and then program that microprocessor. And I ended up testing electronics in Poole, Dorset. Mm-hmm. Tessie was one of the telecom companies in England. The others were ITT in Harlow and GEC in Coventry. And the significant difference between them was that Harlow was a new town made of concrete. Coventry was bombed in the war and was largely replaced with concrete. Very proud. The people there were very proud of how easy it was to get out of Coventry into other places, into hills. And Plessy was built within all things built during the war, well out of the way of the city. Mm-hmm. Down the south, which is a beautiful part of the south coast, with seagulls wheeling around and daffodils and brown sea lions. And miles and miles of gorgeous coastline. So that was there was no contest there.
Yeah.
From the point of view, I went to Plessy, had a job doing fun stuff for money, and meanwhile I had a computer at home, which was the first of two home-built computers. Second one I built with a crazy math teacher, Mike Blanford, who built those circuit boards. My first computer I did with a thing called Veriboard, you can probably still buy it, which comes with a lot of horizontal lines of copper, which you can break.
Yes. Yes.
And that's all. And then you solder out the connections, so it's half done for you. Mike had got into circuit board technology here. One day he'd use his kitchen to cook a huge pie, which he would then eat for the other 6 days of the week. And during the other 6 days of the week, the stove was covered with a big bar of ferrous sulfate in which he'd be making these circuit boards. And he had made himself a 7x7 board with a processor on it. And I set out with using some of actually, after a couple of years of Plessy, I joined DG National Limited as well as with the DG National Limited and later Image Computer Systems. But while I was in Plessy, I'd actually seen how printed circuit boards were laid out properly on a board. And I worked with some people in the printed circuit board shop who later had spun off into a little circuit board place in the industrial area. So I knew those people. So I laid out my own, professionally laid out on a drafting board my own companion board, which had a floppy disk interface and the other 32K memory. And so we had a fully made up facility system when we put these two boards together. In fact, at one point we actually put an ad to the system in a small ad in a magazine. This point at which if we'd be Wozniak and Jobs, they then set up a successful business. We never got the hang of really selling it just we would have had to tap into more computer clubs than we had around that area. Maybe if we didn't have done that. I don't know. But that we were part of the same excitement of a computer can do anything you can program it to do.